95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, man. What are you doing, man?
What's happening?
Yeah, I'm man. Good. That was a short weekend. That was a weak weekend.
Was it?
I just went by like that, didn't it?
Yeah.
Weren't we just here doing...
I mean, they sort of all do.
I guess so.
They're only 2 days.
I was just talking to Fern down the hall, you know, who's in charge of getting us all the free stuff we give away.
Right.
And he agreed. We need a three-day weekend.
All right.
I think since he signed off on it, all of America
needs management.
To. There you go.
So...
three-day weekends for everyone.
That counts.
That starts now.
Except
let's
for
go
us
home.
Today, we're here.
Edited for television.
Let's do Gimme Five
yeah,
today.
Kick.
Songs with kick in the title.
Yeah.
Kick in the title.
Yeah. Kick. We'll be all kicking right. it, man.
You turned off a game or left early and missed quite an exciting event.
Oh, that's always the worst.
Yep.
Like your team is down by 420 mm-hmm. points and you're like, screw it, I'm out. And in the parking lot, you hear everybody screaming and cheering.
Yep. That happens a lot.
Yeah, it does.
And it happened this weekend in the playoffs.
Did it.
People are dumb
that's
on the show today.
Fact.
One American dollar.
Yeah, I'm going to win a buck.
It's a strange one. Tickets to Puddle of Mud.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is a week from, no, it's this Friday.
This coming, yeah, is that right? That's
it's this Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, it's already the 1st of February.
And that's the KLOS Helpa Honda Rock Room. We'll get you into that show sometime between now and 4, and it's all made possible only by your helpful SoCal Honda dealers.
And we've got tickets for Black Crowes as well.
Yeah, man.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Who's naked now?
No, not him, no.
Who's naked now?
Again, 3/4 of the stories that we cover here are from Florida. This is one
that
of them.
That is a fact.
Completely naked Florida man barges into church thrift shop and steals T-shirt.
I'll be having this.
Ocala, Florida. Florida man has found himself behind bars after allegedly dashing into a church thrift shop while naked. Michael DaCosta, 38, was arrested and charged with retail theft and indecent exposure after the incident that unfolded at the Wings of Faith thrift store.
How do you look up at a sign that says Wings of Faith and nude, decide I need to go in there? Anywhere else. Something else.
Are there clothes in there?
Find something outside to wrap yourself in.
Sure.
Then go in to Wings of Hope or whatever.
Deputies responded to the church thrift store after several people flagged down law enforcement and said that there was a naked man running around everywhere. Not just in the store.
No.
He was running around everywhere. Several people. Witnesses said that he was wearing glasses.
I didn't forget those.
And there was somebody at the store that gave him some blue shorts.
Please put these on.
Like, hey,
just, you know what? I know they're $1.75, but
do us
please,
a favor. Just put these on.
Put these on now.
He didn't.
Oh, dude. Of course he didn't.
And he grabbed a T-shirt.
Yeah, he's more afraid to show his nipples.
On his way out the door.
On his way out the door. Oh, I will be needing this.
And didn't put any of them on.
I didn't. Oh, my God.
That's the weird thing.
Please, maybe.
Okay, I get. Well, I don't get. But you're naked.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Sure. Like you usually are.
Right.
Out in public.
You go to a clothing shop.
There we go.
Probably to rectify the whole naked thing.
Probably a thrift one because it's cheaper.
Sure.
You know, you don't have the money on you.
You get
nothing
some shorts.
On you.
Yeah. You get a shirt, and then you just run around fully nude.
Maybe
some more.
He's got a nude friend somewhere he was taking it to. You know?
Somebody else needed it?
Yeah, yeah. It's a nudist colony that suddenly decided, what are we doing?
DaCosta made no effort to cover his genitals while in the store and was acting erratic, the clerk told deputies.
Erratic? What was he doing, dancing?
Erratic.
Oh, I see.
The store manager also wanted criminal charges for the retail theft of the T-shirt.
We're going to go with him, too.
Which was valued at
$5. So I was pretty right at my $1.75.
But the dude didn't put any of the clothes on.
So why didn't he steal something else? Why didn't he steal a clock or something? I mean, you know,
I don't know. Why steal clothes when
you're not
going
to put
them on?
Exactly. What's the
Maybe
bloody
you're
point?
Right. He had a friend,
a nudist colony,
that also didn't have clothes. Maybe he was worse looking.
You need this more than I do.
You never know. Time for one American dollar.
Yeah.
Dollar. That's what I need.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the contest where you don't win a dime, but I might win a buck.
That is usually the case, but you usually don't even win a buck.
I don't usually even win a buck.
This is one of those websites where people vote, so it is subjective, of course.
Mm.
Top 10 things you should never do in public. Top 10 things you should never do in public.
Well, let's just rewind to one of our main features, Who's Naked Now?
Right.
So, yeah, that's I'm not saying that, necessarily.
Okay,
But, okay, that's interesting. I think I should be able to come up with those.
Top 10 things you should never do in public. Now, of course, there are more than 10.
Yeah.
Because it's an opinion thing.
Right.
But these are the top 10.
The top 10. How many people were... Yeah, in a recent survey, we polled...
I think thousands of people voted.
Thousands of people.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Go out and ask each one of them what they actually voted
for. I don't know how they do it.
By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. If you spend One American Dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com. I suppose sex. I mean, you're not supposed to have sex in public. That's supposed to be behind closed doors, as Charlie Dore taught us. I think that was his name. Sex.
I mean, I think...
Sexual acts.
I think I'm going to give you that.
Yeah!
But
Ox.
Only in a way to tell you that it's more PG rated than that, this list.
This list is fairly
PG. So making out is number 9.
Oh, making out. Which
so
leads
I'm gonna give
to
you that one.
Kids, it leads to sex. So right. Don't make out. Do not go in the back of the Chevy van.
I'm going to give you that one because the whole list isn't quite that crude.
It's not naughty.
Right.
So they don't listen to our show.
Right. Correct.
All right. Well, then clipping toenails. You shouldn't do that in public.
Clipping toenails. Let me see. No.
Oh, so we can clip toenails in public, according to thousands of people. Yay!
Chewing on your nails is number 11.
Okay. So that's, yeah.
But no, I'm with you. That's also something that should be on the list. All right. That's two guesses.
I suppose you probably shouldn't relieve yourself in public. I mean, maybe is that too... Damn it. So we're okay to relieve ourselves in public.
Yes, you can pee. Everything's cool.
Break up with someone. You shouldn't break up with someone. I'm done with you. Get out of my life.
Break up with someone.
Oh, by the way, I'd like a fries with that order.
Oh. That's a no, dude.
What is that? I don't think I
that's
can,
four.
Can beat it now, can I?
Can't no.
What about talking loudly into your phone or FaceTiming?
Talking loudly on your phone.
Yeah.
Is number 5, and that's it verbatim. Talking loudly
that's
on your phone.
Funny.
Yep.
Hey, you know one we hate? Proposing. You shouldn't propose in public.
You should
that's
not propose
gross
in public. That's true as well, but that's not on the list.
All right, what's on the list?
All right, number 10.
I need to learn clearly what I can and can't do in public.
Pick your teeth.
Yeah, I'll buy that. I'll agree with that.
Number 9, you sort of got with make out.
Right.
Number 8, clean your ears.
Ew.
Yeah.
God.
I know, I don't know who would think of that.
Right.
Number 7, change your babies.
Yeah.
Do people just do that out in the open?
Oh, all the time. Then they just leave the diapers laying wherever.
No.
Quite often these days.
Number 6.
Hey, don't care for it.
Talk to yourself.
What?
Talk to yourself. Yeah.
I'm always talking to myself, man.
Number 5. You got to talk loudly on your phone.
Right.
Talking about the top 10 things you should never do in public. Number 4. Chew with your mouth open.
What? You can chew with your mouth open at home?
Yes. As long as it's at
with
home.
Your family and loved ones?
It doesn't bother
ones?
Other people.
I guess. Okay.
Number 3 is fart.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. That's true. I didn't even think. These are things that I wouldn't even think of doing.
Right. So, of course. Guess, because you're so proper.
I'm so wonderful.
Yes. Number 2 is sing.
You know, I almost thought of that, but I disagree with that. I think if someone feels like belting one out, you go for it. I might tell you, shut up!
I do find that it's at number 2, for sure.
Yeah.
And number 1...
Number 1...
...is stare at people.
Well, you're supposed to stare at people from behind the curtains, then? That doesn't even make any sense. You're not supposed to do that in public. That's
yeah,
so
just
crazy.
Don't stare at one person, like, locked in on one.
I'll do as I please.
You're creepy. That's why.
That's okay. I don't care.
That's the top 10 things you should never do in public.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Slugger, they ought to know.
You ever been to the Colorado Springs area?
Oh, yeah. I like it up there. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's really nice.
If you drive from Colorado Springs to Denver, it takes about an hour.
Yep. Denver's also very cool, too.
Texas man allegedly gets from Colorado Springs to Denver in 20 minutes.
Whoa.
A guy named Rendon Dietzman, 32 years old, of Texas, goes by Gixer Bra.
Yeah, Gixer Bra, man, right here.
On YouTube.
Sure.
And posts video from his camera mounted on his helmet. While driving his motorcycle.
Oh, all right. Wow, he made that drive on a motorcycle that fast?
In 20
Woo!
Minutes.
Damn.
A video titled From Colorado Springs to Denver in 20 minutes.
Damn, dude.
Showed him traveling at speeds between 150 and 180 miles an hour.
Wow.
Weaving in and out of traffic.
It is a pretty straight road. It's a constant climb, but it's a pretty straight road.
But if you're going to break the laws... Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Maybe
now
put it on YouTube. Yeah.
Is what you want to do. The video has since been taken down, but Colorado State Patrol announced this week that this man is facing charges of menacing not even sure what that is. Engaged in speed contest? Reckless endangerment, reckless driving, speeding 40 miles per hour over the speed limit.
To put it mildly.
Exhibition of speed and driving without a license plate.
They just came up with all sorts of stuff.
They just made up everything.
Yeah, when they were writing the laws, they're like, well, how about exhibition? You're like showing how fast you can go. And how, you know, they're going to have a contest. How about that? Make that illegal.
Exhibition of speed? Damn. Really? That's not a thing.
Well, I guess when you throw it on YouTube, I suppose.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's
not the smart way to go.
150
to 180. Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to say no to that.
Put the proof right on the internet. You're not a big football fan, right?
Nope.
Big games yesterday to determine who was in the Super Bowl.
Right.
One of them was the Lions and the 49ers.
Right.
The Lions have never been there in like 50 years or something like that.
Apparently they're doing pretty good at the beginning, but then blew it as the game went on.
It was 27-7 at halftime.
Unbelievable.
And so I turned it off.
Right. Because you're like, well, this is done.
It's 27-7.
Yeah.
And the 49ers came back.
Hardcore, apparently.
And won 34-31. There was a play I saw in a highlight where the ball bounced off the helmet of one of the defenders, and the offensive guy just caught it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was one of the strangest things I've ever seen.
34-31 is a close, amazing game. You really missed out then if you didn't watch the rest of it.
A lot.
Yeah, because that's what you're always looking for, is that kind of game. You know, I like a basketball game like that. Yeah, that's
right.
Down and back and forth. I mean, it's nice when you trounce someone. But
almost never do you get a game like that. So you
pretty rare.
Right. Then you start to be lulled into a false sense of security. It's 27-7.
Right.
There's no way.
You know, I need to go home and vacuum the cat's the carpet there, you know, and I suppose this game's won. I'm out of here.
So we're going to talk about you turned off or left a game early. I have an example of leaving a game early. I was at the Rose Bowl in the 90s, mm-hmm. I think.
Right.
And it was UCLA USC.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the teams was up by a tremendous amount.
Right. 420 points.
So, like, I don't know, third quarter or something like that. It's hard to get out of the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
So I went and got my car and drove and listened to it on the radio.
Ah, okay.
And the other team came all the way back and tied it, and it went into overtime. And I was watching overtime from my couch at home.
By the time you got home, it was still going on.
Yes.
You missed an amazing showdown just because you're like, oh, that blows.
It was the worst ever because you can try and turn around and go back, but you can't do that.
I think that's what people commit to stay, like even through a movie. Well, maybe it'll get better. I'm just like.
A lot of people do. I mean, leaving early is a tricky proposition.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Because,
I have another great story. It's not mine. It's a friend of mine mm-hmm. who's a big Dodger fan.
Mm-hmm.
And he was at the 88 World Series when Kirk Gibson hit the home run that everybody will always remember.
Right.
And left early.
Oh.
Because his mom was all angry that they were behind.
Oh, yeah. Just screw it. Screw them. Let's get out of here.
So they found out in a Chinese restaurant that Kirk Gibson hit that home run.
They could have witnessed it.
Yep.
They could have been there.
The game.
But they just decided to go get some Chinese food instead.
So you turned it off or left early. 818-955-KLOS. Doesn't matter what sport. Doesn't matter who your team is. Could be Lakers. Could be Dodgers. Could be anybody. But you had given up on the game. You've seen enough games to know this is it.
This is done.
It's 27-7 at halftime.
They're
not coming back. And then they do.
Big time.
And you blew it. 818-955-KLOS.
Hey, I don't know if you've heard that. The U2 is going to be showing up on the Grammys. They're going to be playing some music live from the Sphere
on
the Grammys. Yeah.
We were talking about the Lions and the 49ers game yesterday where it was 27-7 at half. And I gave up and turned it off. And then the 49ers came back and won 34-31.
There's nothing like someone saying the next day, did you see that game?
Yep.
And you're thinking, it sucked.
Oh, no, I always say yes.
You've learned over the years.
I just lie.
Because you bail out.
So
we're
talking about you turned off a game or left early if you happen to be there in person. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, this was like my first Vegas trip when I was 21. And I had the Cowboys as the last game in my parlay.
Mm-hmm.
And they were up by like 21 or 28 or something at the half. And I was like already kind of celebrating. We're like, okay, let's play some blackjack. And so I stopped watching the game. And then they ended up losing Tony Romo. Just
damn it.
A bunch of interceptions. It was terrible.
No, my God.
They needed your virtual support.
How much would you have won?
I would have won like 900.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that was a real bummer.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Right on, man. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Yo.
Hi there. You left the game early or turned it off?
Yeah, Kev, this was actually, I won these tickets from you and your old partner, God, like a dozen years ago or more.
Okay, which game?
It was actually opening day for the Dodgers back in, like, I don't know, 2010-ish?
Okay.
2012, something like that. And go to the game. I got there late. And I had to park all the way up on the hill behind the Think Blue sign.
Yep.
Back in those days. And I finally get in during the third inning. We're getting slaughtered. About the eighth inning, I'm there with my brother. And I figure, you know, he's like, hey, let's just roll out of here and try to get, you know, beat the traffic to go home. Okay, we're in the parking lot on our way to the car. All of a sudden, they come back from the dead. The audience just, like, roars. And you hear them like, yeah, they just scored one or two runs, right? No, yep. We're good. Keep on walking to the car, turn it on in the radio on our way out. And, of course, by the time we even get to the gate, we're not even on the street yet. And, of course, everybody's coming out and hooping and hollering. You know, LA, we won. It's like, of course.
You won free tickets and left early.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
Very frustrating.
Can I just say you're the worst?
Yeah,
is that cool?
Chalk it up to a little brother, but
it's yeah, it is his fault. I was thinking that too. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
You were at a game or watching a game, you turned it off or left too early. We were talking about the Lions and the 49ers yesterday and how it seemed like at halftime it was pretty much over, 27-7 for the Lions, and then what?
You were thinking you probably should get some vacuuming done.
Yep. As you know me. Turned it off. You know what happened. So what we're talking about is you turned off a game early or left early if you were there. You have a story like that?
Yes, I turned off a game. It was back in 2001. It was a Kings playoff game against the Red Wings. It was a stunner at Staples. Kings were losing 3-0 in the third period. And I left maybe like 8 minutes remaining. I figured it was over. I think I just went to the gym or something. I went to go check my email a little bit later. I totally forgot about the game. But I suddenly saw, I think on ESPN.com, it said Kings rally to stun Wings. They won 4-3 in overtime, and I was happy they won, but I was also
right.
Bad at myself.
Oh, my God.
You could have witnessed it. You could have
so
seen it.
So frustrating. Ah. Never. Here's the rule on leaving games early. Never do it in the playoffs, ever.
Is that really a rule you stick to?
Yeah, because of what he missed.
Right, yeah.
If they come back,
right.
It's rare.
Yeah.
No, most of the time they don't, but the one game they did, he wasn't at.
The one game he decided to go and have some Chinese food.
Thank you,
right
man.
On, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, I have a little bit similar. I was at a Dodger game one time, and we bailed early, me and my two buddies. And this is going back a ways because we had a transistor radio. And we were out in the parking lot, and we heard the ground shaking. And Billy North came up and walked with the bases loaded, the go-ahead run.
Oh, my God.
And Vin Scully came out, and he goes, right now, somebody's wife is yelling at her husband for leaving early. And it was classic Vin Scully.
Yep.
It was so good. You know what? I wouldn't even remember that game if that didn't happen.
Vin called it perfectly.
and nailed you.
Thank you, man.
I love it.
Hey. Yeah, right? That's awesome, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You turned the game off or left it early.
What were you thinking?
We're talking about turning off a game or leaving it early. You have a story like that?
I actually, how about when the network did it? When they turned off the Raider game and put that Heidi movie on?
Which network?
Might have been Monday Night Football.
What were they thinking? Why would they do that?
and I believe it was a Raider game. They came back and won, and everybody was really angry.
Sure.
Yeah, so.
Just go to the movie instead.
At least it wasn't your fault.
Yeah, that's true. Right. You get a pass, so that's right. Good. You knew you were angry.
Thank you.
Right on. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hi, you turned off a game or left one early?
Left one early, brother.
Let's hear it.
It was a bobblehead night, bro, for Manny Ramirez.
Right.
They were getting their ass smoked.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, let's get the hell out of here. This guy's going to get a bunch of losers. Still, we were walking out. The damn stadium was moving, brother. I had a grand slam to win the ball game.
Oh, that is the worst.
Damn
when
it.
You can hear it happen and you know you could have been
you
there.
You were feet away from seeing it.
Oh, that hurts.
Probably would have cut the damn ball.
Yeah, Steve. Is the title.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on online. It says burn. That was from like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, listen. Sometimes our social media people are high.
Yeah, oh, that's cool. Let's go back there and hang out.
No, it's kick.
Kick. If the word kick appears somewhere in the title, 818-955-KLOS, or hit us up on social media.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
And I think we'd be remiss not to start the countdown with this.
We're doing Give Me Five Songs with Kick in the title. Let's Kick It Out by Heart for Mike Dolan.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thank you.
This might be stretching it, but how about a song by the band Kick?
Ah, no, I like that. I like that sort of thinking. I enjoy that sort of thinking.
What song?
Don't Close Your Eyes is a great one. I like that song a lot.
We are doing Give Me Five Songs with Kick in the title.
Or in the band name. Someone called and suggested that one, K-I-X. Did you like that cereal, Kicks?
I did like that cereal,
Kicks. It's one of the only ones that was not sweet that I didn't pour a lot of sugar on. I would just eat it as it was.
Yeah, I liked it.
All right, Pumped Up Kicks. Who was it suggested? I don't know who suggested this. Somebody suggested it.
Heather.
We'll do it. Oh, Heather.
Yeah.
Heather, baby. All right, baby. Here you go. This one's for you, Heather. I'm Kayla. Hey, it's 11 minutes after the hour. Glad to have you logged in.
Wrapping up our Give Me Five of Kick in the title or band name. Them's the Black Crows and Kicking My Heart Around.
That is a David Bowie song.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
This is one of the few stories I've had to make a U-turn on. I thought this guy was super annoying.
Right.
And I hated him.
Right.
A man opened an emergency exit on an airline and walked on a plane's wing while it was still parked.
Well, it was still parked. Yeah, yes. I'm kind of hating him because I want to get to Vegas right away. It looks like he's going to slow us down.
But the Mexico City International Airport acknowledged in a statement Friday that a man had opened the emergency exit, walked out on the wing of the plane, and was parked and was waiting for takeoff Thursday. The airport said the man had been turned over to police. A video apparently recorded aboard the flight showed passengers fanning themselves and asking a flight attendant for water.
Oh.
They were on the runway for over 4 hours.
Oh.
No air conditioning, no water.
Come on.
Dozens of fellow passengers, as a matter of fact, 77 of them, signed a written copy of a statement saying the airline had made them wait for 4 hours without ventilation or water while the flight was delayed. According to the photos of the statement, fellow passengers said that this man acted to protect everyone and with the support of everyone.
This dude was a hero.
Yes.
This dude shut it down.
Everyone say, open the door. Open the door.
That rules.
And he did it. It's the first time I thought people were dumb. They're not dumb.
No, that guy rules.
He's a hero.
I love him.
Time for what we learned. And who's naked now? There was another guy in Florida. Ran into a church thrift store, stole clothes, and didn't put them on.
So he goes running in, completely nude, grabbed a bunch of clothes, and didn't bother putting them on.
Not put them on. Sluggo lost one American dollar by not guessing four of the top 10 things you shouldn't do in public.
Fair enough, though. You know, it's weird that sex wasn't on that list. So apparently everybody, go at it!
That's perfectly fine. And if people are dumb, a motorcyclist made a one-hour drive in 20 minutes by going 180 miles an hour, posted the video from his motorcycle helmet. Arrested.
Weird, yeah, weirdly got arrested for that. Hey, look! Look what I did, cops!
Strange.
All right, I'm off to drive home. I'll be there in about 3 minutes. I'm going to go 180.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. This Friday at 1 p.m., we have Puddle of Mud at the KLOS Helpa Honda Rock Room, and we would like to invite you to come. We have two tickets to see Puddle of Mud there. It's Friday at 1 o'clock. I'm going to host it with Marcy, ask questions, get some music. We'll take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
And it's all made possible only by your helpful SoCal Honda dealers. Come hungry. Apparently, there's going to be food. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Ed.
Ed, you're caller 25.
All right.
Well done. You got two tickets to the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. It's this Friday at 1 o'clock with Puddle of Mud.
Thank you.
Well done, man. Everybody else can keep listening to win your way in, or you can head over to 95.5KLOS.com and put your name on the standby list if you'd like to do that.
Cool.
Thank you, Ed.
Cool. Ed, hey, wear something sexy, will you?
Sure. Sure, thank you.
Speaking of the Black Crowes, we have two tickets to see the Black Crowes at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. It's a secret location, an intimate interview with Marcy and myself, followed by a live performance on Thursday, February 8th at 1 p.m.
That is this coming Friday, so if you can make
I'm wrong.
I lied to you. Oh, it's next Friday. You did.
Next Friday is with Matt Pinfield.
I know that.
It's not next Friday. It's next Thursday.
300 years from now.
Sorry. Let me start again.
Okay.
I can feel it. Black Crowes, KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room.
Right.
Marcy and Matt.
Matt.
Thursday, February 8th.
Nice.
At 1 p.m.
All right. If you can make that and be caller 25 right now, you can go. 818-955-KLOS. Hello, KLOS, who's this?
Yeah, this is Edward.
Edward, you're caller 25.
Oh, awesome, bro.
You got two tickets to see the Black Crowes at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. It's happening February 8th at 1 p.m., and you will be there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Young Kevin?
Yes.
Can we just take a moment to think about how wonderful Chris is?
Oh, Chris is the best.
He is the best.
Yeah.
Chris at Peter Pepper Products always has KLOS on, and we love Chris for that.
Yes, we do.
I mean, damn. Right this second, Diego.
Diego.
Yeah, Montebello Containers. He's listening to KLOS. He's hearing this car crash at the end of the Kiss song.
Well done, Diego.
Diego, you rule. Thanks for always having KLOS on at work. Beatles recorded German versions of their songs She Loves You and I Want to Hold Your Hand on this day in rock in 1964. I Want to Hold Your Hand became Komm Gib Mir Dein Hand. The Who made their first UK telly appearance on the show Ready, Steady, Go on this day in rock in 1965. The instrumental Fleetwood Mac song Albatross, which was an inspiration for the Beatles' Sun King song, hit number one on the UK singles charts on this day in rock in 1969. It's the only Fleetwood Mac song to do so.